Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, welcome back to the channel. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are live. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. We got an amazing show for you guys today. Amazing show. But first and foremost, all my realtors, all my real estate professionals in the comments, make sure you comment where you're from, city, state, email, whatever it is you want to put in the comments so that way people can reach out to you directly. A lot of people on here want to buy real estate who watch my channel, so you never know if you get a lead from that. So make sure you guys comment your information. And if you are a buyer looking to buy, type in chat. What market are you looking to purchase in? Are you looking to buy your first home? Are you looking to buy investment property? Tell me exactly what it is you got going on. Or also make sure you go to mgbookstore.com, pick up my books, House Economics, Real Estate Investors Manifesto. Everybody need this. Go grab that bundle at mgbookstore.com. So, and don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Please do. Hit the bell for notifications. And what else we got going on? Download us on all podcast audio outlets. Let's get Rants and Gems back in that top 100 on investing podcasts. Download today. All right, so we got a great show for you guys today, man. Mortgage payment went from $2,500 a month to $7,500 a month. Now, if you guys are on my Instagram page, about a week ago, I put out a post of a young lady talking about her mortgage payment increasing, and this post went absolutely bonkers on my page to the tune of almost 300,000 views right now. It was shared damn near 10,000 times. And there's hundreds of comments of everybody with their own speculations. And let me tell you, y'all folks on Instagram, you guys are detectives, man, because I told y'all to find her for me because I wanted to have a conversation. And boy, did y'all hit my DMs up. So first of all, before I bring in Rochelle, let me play the clip for you guys. So we all on the same page here. All right, let's play the clip, please. Let me share my screen and let's go to my IG page. Make sure you follow me on Instagram too.
So my mortgage went from $2,500 a month for my 5-bedroom house to $7,500 in 7 years. It went up to $7,500. And yeah, he's a witness. I could not afford it.
See, this is the thing, people. When you are purchasing a new construction, you have to remember that the taxes have not been assessed. The land has an improvement now, right? So before the construction, there was no improvement. The land, it was just the land. Now that the new construction is there, the taxes have to be assessed. So your taxes are going to skyrocket most likely the next year.
So my mortgage went from $2,500 a month for my 5-bedroom house to $7,500 in 7 years. It went up to $7,500. And yeah, he's a witness. I could not afford it.
See, this is the thing.
Crazy, y'all.
When you are purchasing a new construction.
$7,500 a month from $2,500. Oh my. So I said, oh my. Yes. Oh my. So look, the comments, as you saw, there was tons of comments in there, positive, negative, left and right. First of all, Shantae, thank you. I have both of your books and the read is very informative. Multifamily is my goal. Shout out to you for buying the book, Shantae. Shout out to you. So y'all had a bunch of comments on there, and Rochelle reached out to me, and I said I would love to have you on the show. So, guys, I want you to give some love, throw some gems in the comment for our special guest today. Rochelle Mosley is in the building. Rochelle, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
No, I'm alive and blessed, Rochelle. How are you today? Thank you for joining us here on the channel today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So look, we just played the clip. We played the clip. And first of all, how did that clip make you feel seeing it again?
First of all, it's still like I'm still in awe of it. I still can't believe that I even made it through it. Because when I was going through it, you know, I have two children. So it was me and my two kids, and my husband was not here. And it was just me and my two kids going through it. And just to think about, you know, I was in that house for 2 years paying $7,500. And just thinking about like, wow, I made it through. And I and every time I look at it, I'm looking at it like, what would I tell my younger self, and how can I educate people on not making that same type of mistake?
Well, I love that, and that's what we're here for, right? Is to educate folks on real estate, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's my role in the whole stratosphere of content world, right? I just don't want to always talk about the good, because there are a lot of good things, but I really look at real estate as the dark side, right? Like, it sounds good until it sounds good. And when you buy a house, and you know, the American dream is, you know, you buy your house, you know, backyard, picket fence. No, that shit could be a nightmare. And from what you went through, it definitely sounds like it was a nightmare. So let's take us from the beginning. Like, how did your payment go from $2,500 to $7,500 a month?
Okay, first of all, when I moved into the house, I went no income verification. So basically, I didn't have to show any docs of whether if I could afford the house or not. In my mind, I felt like I could 100% afford the house. I was making the money was coming in, it was fine. So when I moved in, was this again? I think it was 2006, if I'm not mistaken.
2006, okay. Yeah. Wild Cowboy days, okay.
Yeah, Wild Cowboy days. That's, I mean, and I look, who knew? I didn't even know at the time what I was getting myself into. Mm-hmm. So when I moved in, it was a new development. I was the second house built in the cul-de-sac. And I was told that my taxes will be $100 a month for the first year until the taxes are assessed, right? So they had to account for the fire department, the police, the schools, all the things that was coming up in the community. It was up in Orange County, Monroe, New York. After 1 year, the taxes were assessed at $12,000. I didn't have $12,000 to just drop on the taxes. So they put it on top of my mortgage. The second year, it went up to $15,000. I didn't have $15,000 or the $12,000 to put up for the taxes. The next year, it went up to $18,000. By the time the 7 years I stayed in there, by the time I got to the last year, I was at $21,000 in taxes only.
Wow.
A year, though. So that's all compound. So every time I didn't pay, it just went on top. It just went on top.
So wait a minute, hold on. So when you took out the mortgage, it sounds like your taxes and insurance was not escrowed in the monthly payment, correct or no?
It was only the first year. It was the $100. So whatever I paid extra is what I pay extra. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. So
yeah. So every year, my every year, every month, the mortgage went up higher and higher and higher because I could not afford the taxes.
So you were just paying the whatever the principal interest payment was, but right, not the escrow portion of it.
Exactly. Because I couldn't afford it. Wow. Because I was thinking, okay, cool. My mortgage wouldn't go up no more than $3,500. So the next year I was paying it because I started off paying $2,500. Right. So when they added $1,000 more on because the taxes went up to $12,000, right? So that's $1,000 more a month. So now I'm at $3,500. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm cool right here. The next year, the taxes was $15,000. So now that's $15,000 spread out over the 12 months.
on top of the 12 from the previous year.
Exactly. Then the next year is 18 spread over the 12 months. The next year is 21 spread it over the 12 months. So then it just got crazy.
So, but in those years, you were just paying what you could afford, that initial $2,500, I would say, and then anything else extra, you wasn't paying that.
No, I was paying what they asked for. I'm just telling you. Okay. Like, I was never late. I was never behind. I was paying what they asked for every month. So by the time I finished, my mortgage was $7,500. So the second year, it went up to $3,500. The next year, it was like $4,000 something. Right. Yeah. The next year, it went up to more. And then that's how I got up to $7,500. I was making it happen. That's why I say every time I watch that video, it just makes me a little sad, because I'm just like, I can't believe, how was I even making it happen? You know, it kind of made me feel like, you know how a mother will always produce enough milk to feed their baby. That's how I felt.
You was making it happen. My hook and my crook. You was making it happen.
I was making it happen. But I'm gonna tell you, inside of making it happen, when I told you I wanted to talk to you about what happened to me when I tried to get some help and getting the mortgage down, like What was it called?
You tried to do a loan modification.
A loan modification. I was trying to do a loan modification. And so I had a friend to come in to try to help me out. And so what he told me was, he said, Ro, you're not late on anything. You have to stop paying the mortgage in order for us to be able to help you. So I had stopped paying the mortgage. But what I did was I just started putting the money under my mattress. And I was like, okay, so now I got up to, like, I was able to save almost $20,000. And I said, and then I was like, okay, so I'm trying to reach out to him. I'm like, okay, cool. What's the next step? Now I'm 3 months in not paying the mortgage. Now I'm 4 months in not paying the mortgage. I got up to like 6 months in not paying the mortgage. I don't hear nothing from nobody. Nothing is going on. And remember, it's me and my kids. So the first thing I did, my childhood trauma kicked in. And when my childhood trauma kicked in, because I've been evicted before as a kid. I know what that feeling is like. So I didn't know they wasn't going to just come and put a lock on my door, you know, like back in the days, and they just put you out of your apartment and put yourself out on the street. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I also didn't have anybody to tell me, yay or nay, stay, go, do this, do that. So I took my $20,000 and me and my kids, and we just moved out.
Damn.
And I left the house. So when I left the house, then I contacted the bank, and then I wound up learning about how to short sell the house. And I learned all of this stuff through trial and error. I didn't have anybody telling me, like, really, really what to do. Like, my best friend was telling me, you know, what she know as much as she knew, and she shared as much as she possibly could, but I was still in my head with it. I didn't know I could have stayed in the house until they actually put me out, and they're actually going to take me to court, and they're actually going to come. It's going to be a different form of action. But all I was thinking about was my childhood trauma. So it just made me pack up and just move.
Damn. So your friend did a loan modification scam and scammed you for $3,000.
Yes.
Trying to, quote unquote, help you keep your home. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to, and they were right, you can't do a loan modification unless you're behind at least 3 to 4 months on your mortgage payments, especially back in that time, you know, 2008, 9, 10, around those years. But I mean, it's kind of messed up. Have you ever seen this friend again?
Yeah, I've seen this friend again.
Did they ever pay you?
No. And they still want to be friends. Like, they still want to be friends with me. Like nothing happened. He tried to say that he didn't know that was going to happen because it went through somebody else or, you know, whatever. I was like, yeah, okay.
Damn. So you taking people's money and don't even know, like, what's happening?
Yep.
Yes. It sounds like a big time scam. Yeah. All right. So
that's what happened.
That's crazy. I'm sorry that happened to you. And that happened, unfortunately, to a lot of people, because once the Wild Cowboy days were coming to an end, the market started crashing. There was tons of loan modification scammers out there scamming people for their mortgage payment, a month of mortgage payments, 2 months of mortgage payments, and saying they'll help them and never helped them. That definitely is a terrible thing, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that. But I think there's some valuable lessons in your experience And I'm happy that you're sharing this, because not too many people talk about the ugly in their own personal thing, especially on public platforms like Instagram and YouTube and podcasts. And so I definitely appreciate you spending time with us today and talking about this. But there's some good lessons in here. Number one, when you buy new construction, always check to see if there's a tax abatement, right? Because that tax abatement can be dangerous. It starts off very low, and then that thing can just skyrocket on you. And like you said, in your situation, especially if you're living in high cost areas like New York, Jersey, you know, the West Coast, where property taxes are very expensive, that first year or two could just be a teaser, right? And then it could go skyrocketing. So everybody who's watching this live or going to watch this on a replay or listen, make sure you really get an accurate taxes when you're out here buying, or as accurate as possible that you can get when you're buying properties that are new construction with lower taxes in the beginning, because you don't want to be in a situation like Roe was, where your payment go up $1,000 a month. And then I think you say you had an arm too.
And I didn't even know I had an arm. My best friend, because when my best friend saw the clip, that's the first thing she said. She was like, "Ro, remember you had an arm with that house." And I was like, "Well, what the hell is an arm? Like, what is it?" I had no idea. So she said, along with the taxes going up, your mortgage was also going crazy as well. So it wasn't just that. So she brought that to my attention. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, because to go up $5,000 a month, you know, over a 3 or 4 times, definitely, because the rate, especially you got the house in 06. So your payment you probably got a 2-year. What was popular back then, and I did a ton of these mortgages, was 2-year fix or 3-year adjustable rate mortgages, right? So for the first 2 or 3 years, it'd be the teaser rate, and then after that, it adjusts according to the market. So it sounds like probably 08, 09 is when your mortgage started adjusting, along with the property taxes being so high, adjusting as well. So, and again, no one knew what arms were back then. I was in the business, and we knew what arms were, but I didn't really know what an arm was. Like, I was new in the business. You tell me it's fixed for 2 to 3 years, and they adjust after that, and they can adjust to whatever the market is. Who knows what the market is at that point in time? Mm-hmm. No one was really educating in 05, 06, 07. No. It was like, it was so easy to get a house.
Yeah. And then when you think about it too, it's like, I want the house real bad, and she wanted to sell the house real bad. So everybody was doing, you know, everybody was working out of desperation. Everybody was working out of, you know, I want to do my very best. She wanted to get her commission, and I want.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get my house. So it was like, by any means necessary, you know, if honestly, I was like, I don't care. Whatever it takes me to get in this house, I want to get in this house. So
that's how most of my clients were. That's how most of my clients were too back in the day. It's like, hey, you want a house? I got the product to get you in the house. Like, hey, let's make it happen, right?
Let's make it happen.
So you were telling me offline about another property that you owned, and you had some issues with that one as well. Let's talk about that investment property too.
Okay, so I had an investment property in my hometown. I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia. And I bought the house outright. I bought the house for $40,000, right? So I had about $200,000 of equity in the house, right? So I pulled out way too much. I pulled out maybe like $150,000 to finish the house upstate, the one I got, the one that we were talking about earlier. So when I pulled that equity out to use it up there, I wound up pulling out too much. So the mortgage for now I got a mortgage down south where I didn't have a mortgage before. So now that mortgage on that house was $1,600. I only could get a tenant to pay $1,200. So I had to pay the rest a month. So basically I was paying her to live in my house.
So what do you think, looking back now at that situation where you had a house that was zero balance basically, and you pulled out money, what would you do differently?
First of all, I would not have sold the house. I probably would have sought more education on what it was I was doing, because I was the only one doing what I was doing, you know, and I was the only one doing what I was doing. And I, at that time, I was doing it by myself, and I was just moving and shaking by myself. I was in my early 30s. I was, you know, making it happen. I've been a hairstylist for over 30 years. So I had my own business going on in New York. I got the property down south. I got the property up, you know, up north. You know, I'm thinking I'm doing it. I'm moving and shaking. But I was doing everything by trial and error. I wasn't really getting educated on anything. And I wasn't really asking. I was like, because my friends, a lot of my friends just wasn't really doing what I was doing. You know, I'm the only entrepreneur in my, you know, in my personal friend group. So it's, you know, and I've been an entrepreneur since I was 15. So I've never had another job other than, you know, working for myself. So I'm just moving and shaking. So what I do now, you know, I'm listening to a lot of podcasts. I'm reading books. I'm listening to books. I'm listening to people. You know, I'm not as, you know, pigheaded and stubborn as I used to be. Nowhere near. I'm open to listen. I'm open to learn. And that's what brought me to even start my own podcast, Beauty, Business, and Banking, so that I can help other beauty professionals to really thrive and make it in this business. Because I know that we can do it, but we can't do it without structure. So that's what I've learned, structure. So that's what I'm teaching, structure.
Yeah, you know what? I love everything you said, the education, right? And just to be on your side with this one, there was not a lot of educational resources out there that our people knew of, to be honest with you. Like you said, right, you're first generation entrepreneur, basically, right? Right. Like no one taught us how to be an entrepreneur, how to run the business, how to buy a home, how to buy investment properties, what to look for. Like there was none of this. And the people that looked like us who knew the information, that were doing it at a high level, they didn't want to share. 15, 20 years ago, when I first came in this business, 20 years ago, people did not, the OGs did not want to share the information because they, for whatever reason, they looked at younger folks as their competition.
Yeah, everybody was gatekeeping.
Everybody was gatekeeping. Like, it's like, what the hell are you gatekeeping for? Like, tell me what I need to know. You see, I'm young, I'm hungry, I'm trying to make it happen. Just tell me, right? Show me the way. Right. Even if you want to fear something, I'll pay. But everybody was gatekeeping information back in the day. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love what you're doing today with your podcast, to educate people that's in your sphere, in your community, about the good, the bad, and ugly about everything, running a business, buying real estate, the whole nine yards. So I think that's definitely commendable on your half, because now we have to be the resources. We have to be the people out there that's teaching the people that's coming behind us how to do things the right way. But I would say another thing I would tell you, you or anybody who's watching this, when you're doing cash out refinances, you always have to look at what the rental comps are first to make sure it can support that new monthly payment. And I think that's a mistake that I've seen commonly happen over and over and over again, where people have to pay their they're basically paying the tenants to live in their house, basically. Negative cash flow. We never want negative cash flow. So I'm happy. Now, when you sold the house, did you make any profit when you sold?
No profit. I had to short sell them both.
Oh, damn it.
I had to short sell them both. Cause I bought the one upstate for like $650. I short sold it for like $420, and then the one down south, you know, I took the one down south. I bought it outright for $40,000, and I wound up having to just break even with it. I didn't make anything off of either one of them.
Expensive lessons.
Let me tell you something. I paid dearly for every single last lesson I got. Mm. Every single last one I paid dearly. So I tell my kids all the time, you don't have to pay full price for nothing I done already paid for. Listen to what I'm telling you.
You don't have to pay full price for nothing I'm telling you.
Nothing. Nothing like that I'm that. Telling you. You ain't got to pay full price because I done paid already.
Yo, bro, I'm going to use that one. That's my new line.
No, you don't.
Hey, everybody watching this, You ain't got to pay full price for anything I'm teaching you, right? No. You ain't got to pay full price. Go get the goddamn books. I'm teaching you. You're getting high for.
No, we don't. But I know that, you know, earlier you asked me, you know, how can you support me? I think that right now, the best thing that you could do for me and for the rest of this of the beauty industry is to really help us understand where our money is going, so we don't have to worry about where it went. Because it's like,
so you don't know where it went. Okay.
So we don't have to worry about where it went. A lot of us want to be homeowners. A lot of us, like, we don't have, you know, these type of platforms. And a lot of people in the beauty industry they're gatekeeping too. They like to take that money home, put it under their mattress. I used to do that back in the days, right? It's just not a healthy thing to do when you really want to structure yourself, you know, in life, and to really be able to purchase these things and really say that I can afford these things. And a lot of us don't have our finances set up to be able to move in that way.
Yeah.
So you know, I just feel like, you know, in terms of supporting the beauty industry, maybe we could have a lunch and learn or something, with a meetup or something, but just beauty professionals, barbers, hairstylists, you know, nail techs, estheticians, all of us like come together, because I know y'all working with cash. I know how much money you make. I know how much they make. I can tell you how much money they make. But it's like we put ourselves in situations that we can't afford these things because we don't understand the science behind it. We don't understand what you know. We need to know what you know. We need to understand.
I like that. A lunch and learn strictly for the beauticians and barbers.
Yes. And when you come in, you got to show your license. We don't want to talk to no people that don't have no license.
Yeah. 100%. That's easy.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Set it up.
Let's do it. Let's set it up.
Yeah. Set it up. You got my number now.
I got your number.
Yeah, and I won't even charge you for this. Like, okay. Let's go. I won't even charge
you. We make what we make.
Yeah, like, I won't even charge you for this. Like, why not? I would love to do that, because, look, they're dealing with a lot of cash, and most of them don't know what the hell they're doing with that cash, and they just blow it on foolishness, and they make enough money to buy real estate. So, yeah, so I can definitely come do a lunch and learn, kind of break down everything that needs to be broken down, and, you know, give them actionable items and steps and whatever it takes for them to get to the closing table. I'm all for that. I actually like that. Anybody watching this nationwide that's in the industry, the beautician industry, hit me up about this. I might charge y'all, but I ain't going to charge you a child. But I think this could be beneficial.
It could be beneficial. We can look. We can take it on the road. We can just go. Let's take this thing on the road. Because my thing is that I, you know, some things, I have a lot of different ideas in my head about how, like, what is it going to look like for me in the next five to 10 years. And like I said, I've been doing this for 30 years. My hand can't do it no more. My hand, my shoulder. You know, I want to sit down and I want to sit across a table from someone or on a stage and, you know, telling them about my experiences and helping them not pay full price for what we didn't already pay for.
So I love that line. You don't have to pay full price for things I already paid for.
Nope.
I love that. Yeah, I'm all for this. Definitely, you know, let's get on the call, discuss it. Like, I'm all for it. I have, what part of Jersey are you in?
I'm in Edgewater.
Are you right there?
Yeah.
I have no problem. I can come. Edgewater's right there, so that's not a problem for me. I would love to. I would really love to do something like that within the next 2 months.
Okay, cool.
Maybe next month.
I think that's great.
If you can do it next month,
let's see what we can have it. Because you know, you already know it's going, when people say your name, when people say my name, it's going to wind up being way bigger than what we thinking it's going to be. It's going to wind up being something else. So it's like, so we got to figure that out.
I'm here for something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. So that's music to my ears. So yeah, let's definitely discuss that. I would love to make something like that happen. I think that would be very beneficial for your industry, because those folks they struggle with home ownership and investing. So I definitely, if I can be a vessel and help, I'm all for 100%. It.
Okay.
So We're coming up on 30 minutes on there. I know you're a busy lady. I don't want to keep you here all day. And it's 80 degrees in New York, too. So I'm not trying to even be here all day. I'm trying to go outside and enjoy the sun. I just got my truck.
Oh, I'm getting on my motorcycle. I'm going to ride my motorcycle today.
You got a bike?
Yeah.
Bike life? Okay, Rochelle. Yeah.
Listen, you got to find things. You got to find things to do, things that make you happy. You know, I had to learn the hard way, because I done been to Paris, I done been to London, I haven't been to Africa yet, I done been to all the islands looking for happiness, and one day I woke up, I said, oh, happiness is inside of me. I said, oh, you mean that I got to do it? I thought I was going to find somebody to give it to me. I thought I was going to be able to pay for it, but no, I got to find it in me. So I was like, I've just been doing things that make me happy, so I'm going to get on my bike today.
How long you been riding for?
Maybe... It's before the pandemic, about 9 years.
9 years, riding. What kind of bike you have?
I had a Harley, Trek, but it was too much bike. It was too heavy for my back. So my friend Shay from, do you know the Gohar Boys? The Gohar Boys, mm-hmm. Shay from Harlem. So Shay told me that the Can-Am would be better for my back. So mm-hmm. I went and test drove it, and he was right. It's much, much better for my back. So I can do, you know, I can ride, and it's. And I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I love that for you. Shout out to all the bikers out there, man. New York City, it's 80 degrees.
It's 80 degrees, and you already know Harlem is lit right now.
Harlem right now is crazy right now. I can't even imagine what Harlem looking like at 80 degrees with all the bikers out.
It is lit right now in Harlem. It's crazy.
I love that for you. Definitely be safe. Tell the folks how to follow you. Thank you for coming on the show, but tell them how to follow you, how to tap in with your community.
Okay. My name is Rochelle Hunter Mosley on Instagram, Rochelle Hunter Mosley also on Facebook, and my podcast is Beauty, Business, and Banking.
Beauty, Business, and Banking. Rochelle Mosley, thank you for joining the show today. I really appreciate you. Guys, go
follow. Appreciate you having me.
No, this was great. This was great information. I know folks can watch this and learn from it. And, you know, I want to highlight more stories like this, man, the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate. You know, I normally interview like influencers and shit like that, but I want to talk to the everyday person, right? Like the everyday person who's out here doing real estate, whether at a small level, mid-level, high level, you making mistakes. Like if you feel like it could be educational, you know, reach out. You never know. Mm-hmm. Like I may want to hear your story and think it's great and say like, come on the show. Right? Yeah. I have no problem with sharing the platform and bringing attention because it can help someone else down the line. And that's how I look at this. It can definitely help other people. So
I know we need it. I know we need it. We need it in this industry because it's too much money. We're making way too much money and we're not investing at all. And the thing is because we just don't know how. And then we're afraid.
Yeah, I think fear is stopping a lot of people. Yeah. In all industries, fear is stopping a lot of people. But if you got faith, you have no reason to have fear.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. So, but you know, information changes things too, right? So the more information people have, the more confident they become, and then they want to go out there and execute. So hopefully whenever we do your lunch and learn for your industry in Jersey, you know, people get some actionable items out of that, and we can, you know, help create some more homeowners and build wealth within our community.
Okay.
Rochelle, thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Rochelle.
All right.
Be safe today.
All right. Later.
Shout out to Rochelle Mosley, y'all. Drop some gems in the comments for her. This was incredible. A lot of information. Somebody asked earlier where to get the books from. Go to mgbookstore.com. Pick up the books. Go to MG Mortgage Academy. And then somebody was asking me about applying for a loan. I'm gonna put the link in the chat right now. Just apply with mg.com is the link to apply for a mortgage if you want to work with me and my team. All right, apply with mg.com. But this was a lot of information. This was great, right? Because everybody's gonna go through something in life. You might as well get some the good, the bad, and the ugly, especially for all you new future homeowners, man. Get the good, bad, and ugly, man. Tap in with your boy, MG. All right. Like I said, it's 80 degrees in New York City. It is 5:40 p.m., and I don't want to be here no more. So I love y'all. I thank y'all for tapping in. Share with 10 people. Follow me on Instagram. Download Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets. Let's get us back in the top 100 on investing charts. Go to mgbookstore.com to pick up the books. Go to MG Mortgage Academy to join the community. And go to applywithmg.com if you want to apply for a mortgage. Purchase, refinance, get pre-approved, buy investment properties. If you're ready to close within the next 4 to 6 months, we want to help you. We want to talk to you. Applywithmg.com. All right? That's all I got for y'all. Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700. But I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace. Be great.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.